Longtime Junoite Jim Hale considers himself to be an amateur astronomer. He was lucky enough to witness Halley's Comet in 1986 and Hale-Bopp in 1996. He went out to try and see the Neowise Comet last week at Eagle Beach.
I was out there past midnight when finally it got dark enough. And I knew about where this comet was supposed to be, and in relation to the Big Dipper, and I could see the Big Dipper, but just where the comet was supposed to be, the clouds had moved in.
Hale wasn't so lucky this time around, but stargazers across the continent have been posting photos of the comet as it hurtles through space. Mark Conde, physics professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, says that the comet is possibly a visitor from the Kuiper Belt, the zone of space outside of the solar system beyond Neptune. And it came as a surprise to astronomers when the Neowise orbiting satellite spotted it on March 27th.
Its mission is to look for objects that could potentially threaten Earth.
But no need to worry about any cosmic collision. Conde says there's absolutely no chance the comet will hit Earth. It's about 66 million miles away. And when it comes to seeing the comet in Alaska, it's really a game of chance and being at the right place at the right time. Given a relatively clear night, the chances of seeing the comet are better down south than up north, with more darkness in Juneau than in Fairbanks. Conde says the best time to see it would be around 2 a.m., and it will be closest to the Earth tonight.
And you look carefully below the Big Dipper, you should eventually see a sort of a fuzzy little a star that looks kind of fuzzy. And then if you look a bit more carefully and let yourself sort of, you know, let your brain see deep into the sky, you should start to see a tail that's heading up and to the right of the comet.
Juneau locals Jennifer Karnick and Rob Mayer already caught a glimpse of the comet last week. Karnick says at first, they didn't have much hope of seeing it.
We're in Juneau, never going to see anything, you know, kind of given up on it.
But then conditions improved. They decided to make the trek out to Eagle Crest on Douglas Island.
Wednesday afternoon comes along and the sky starts brightening and the clouds start parting, and we watched through the evening and decided around 9 o'clock or so that it was worth at least giving it a try.
Karnick and Mayer watched the clouds as they waited. It wasn't until about 11:30 that they could see most of the cloudless sky.
You could actually see the comet with your naked eye. I mean, it was just actually in the sky, and I think I yelled.
Yeah, there was a slight yell for me.
I was so excited, and the binoculars picked it up really well.
Karnick was able to get a decent shot of the comet with her smartphone through the telescope. Mayer, who's an avid astrophotographer, was able to get a 4-second exposure image.
I was very happy to at least get 3 images that had a sharp, perfect focus out of the 40 or so that I took.
And it's truly a once-in-a-lifetime photo. According to EarthSky.org, this comet won't return for another 6,800 years. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.